All right, out onto the ice we go. Miners hockey continues to let the state know their intentions in the rink this year as they improve to 11-0 on the season, 22 straight in a row on the home ice with a 10-1 thumping of the visiting Corner Canyon Chargers. Will Radovan scored twice in the first period to get things started. Derek Setterman added two goals as well. And then finding the net were Carson Walker, Zach Slusher, Harry Hanscat, Nixon Barber, Zach Pulikoff, and Robbie Derber. Brent O'Connell, the goalie, outstanding between the pipes. The Miners will be off until January 8th. Girls basketball had their game against East canceled due to bad weather, but they did get one in last week when they played Juab at home. They fell to the Juab was 51-32 in the shaft. Jessica Perry led the Miners with 12 points. Marina Mayo, she chipped in 7. The girls are off from competition until January 7th when they will be at Ben Lomond. Some of the All-State awards were announced. Miners junior setter Sammy Thomas earned honorable mention in 3A volleyball. That was by the Deseret News. And in soccer, the Salt Lake Tribune announced their All-State honorees. Senior Kenzie Bothner made the Tribune All-State team. Congratulations, Kenzie. Also, Jessica Dancy, Maggie Riekelsberger, and Taylor Hodgson, they all made first team 3A All-State. In swimming, a fun battle of the sexes event for the Miners swim team, the girls got the better of the boys. Many great performances were in the unique format. They're off till after the break. And lastly, boys basketball. They had a busy week last week competing in the Provo Tip-Off Classic where they played games on back-to-back-to-back days. On Wednesday night, in surprising fashion, the Miners throttled the Wasatch Wasp 70-54. Boston Vanderveer scored 31 points, including 22 out of 26 at the charity stripe. Senior Tom Wood nailed 3 three-pointers on his way to 12 points. The Wasp will be after a revenge with the Miners when the Miners come over to the Nest on January 7th. Look out for that game. That should be a good one. On Friday, the Miners then played the host team, the Provo Bulldogs, and it was quite different. Following the exciting win over Wasatch, Park City came out flat and never saw a lead in the game, falling 52-43. Boston and Tom Wood were the leading scorers in that one. Then in the finale on Saturday, the Miners played the number 12-ranked team in Nevada, the Desert Pines Jaguars. Loaded with height, talent, and 3 collegiate-bound players, the Jaguars never intimidated the Miners as they came out determined to show what they were made of. Behind a balanced offense, the Miners built a 33-28 halftime lead and then extended it to 53-38 after 3 quarters behind Vanderveer's 30 points. When junior Bo Story got elbowed in the nose in the 4th period, causing a nosebleed and his removal from the game to get it stopped, the Miners were left small against the 6'5" and 6'8" Jaguar power forward and center. They rallied back, the Jaguars did, and stole the game from the Miners 58-57. But what an outstanding performance by the young Miner team. Vanderveer averaging 23 points per game leads all of 3A. Over the weekend, he went 31, 24, and 30. This Saturday after Christmas, the Miners travel over to Camas Valley to take on the South Summit Wildcats in a battle for Summit County. The game tips off at 7 p.m. That is on Saturday night. If you can't make it to the game at South Summit High, you can catch all of the action live right here on KPCW 91.9 FM or streaming live at kpcw.org. This report has been brought to you by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS stores, the law offices of Todd Wakefield, and the Elliott Work Group. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Miner Nation Report. Oh, Merry Christmas.